What is going on, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 27 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Today we have Pumpkin Delight principal Sherrod McNeil on to talk about the new renovations over there. I definitely want to thank him for joining before we get started. It's very busy at our schools right now as the year is coming to a close. He was able to give us some of his availability, so we really appreciate him doing this. We have news updates before we get into that. Stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. The Board of Ed has approved the 2024-25 budget in the amount of $109,950,341 with adjustments as recommended by administration. The budget goes into place July 1st. The next week is going to be full of end-of-year events to look forward to. Be sure to stay in the loop with announcements. Our website has plenty of information in our live feed and news section. Graduation ceremonies are literally right around the corner. The Academy will hold their graduation on Friday, June 7th. Forens will be held on Monday, June 10th, and Law will have theirs on Tuesday, June 11th. All three will be held at their respective schools at 5:15 p.m. The middle schools all have theirs the same day on June 6th. East Shore has theirs set for 6:15 at Foren. West Shore's is at Law, also at 6:15. Harborside's graduation will be held at Parsons at 4:45. Our last day of school will finally be here on June 11th. That is just 7 school days away, but who's counting? There will also be an early dismissal for the last 3 days starting next Friday. Foren's Child Learning Center is taking applications now. For more information, you can refer to our last episode or check out our website under news. Of course, you can also contact our Teacher of the Year, Rachel Pangu. If you have any questions, you can reach her at rpangu@milfordhead.org. The Milford Public Schools is proud to have received recognition from the Connecticut Arts Administrators Association for our district-wide support of the arts. Shout out to everyone in our district who has played an important role in making this happen. From my perspective, I think it's a large district-wide effort, and everyone from our supervisors to our teachers to our very talented students, and many more individuals deserve their flowers. There was definitely a lot to cover this year on the podcast from our arts programs. We look forward to more in the future. State Senator James Maroney visited with MPS officials to celebrate our $360,000 in grant funding for HVAC improvement through the state's indoor air quality program. A robust conversation followed as administrators shared the needs of school districts in Milford and statewide. We have a quick sports update. The season is coming to a close, but we still have a couple teams to acknowledge. Jonathan Law's baseball team is advancing to the next round of the CIAC tournament, where they will play the Foren Lions. That is right, Foren is coming off a win of their own over Killingly. Only one Milford team season can continue. It's going to be an awesome game. Don't miss out tomorrow afternoon at Foren at 12 p.m. That is Saturday, June 1st, to be exact. It's looking like it could be the biggest sporting event of the year. Jonathan Law's softball team is also advancing. They take on St. Joe's today at 4 p.m. We wish all our competing postseason teams the best of luck. Our annual James Wynn Middle School track meet is coming up as well. It was recently moved to June 3rd after some inclement weather. We certainly are rooting for them in this traditional event. That's all we have for news today. Our feature story is coming up next. If you're one of our loyal listeners, you may remember our second episode ever where we talked all about Pumpkin Delight's upcoming renovations. If you aren't caught up, you're in luck because we're about to flash back to that episode now. Let's revisit that day. As a figure in a position of leadership here at Pumpkin Delight, how do you envision yourself steering the ship with a school full of kids throughout the process?
Ooh, that's a good question, Cam. Here at Pumpkin Delight, I envision every day to be business as usual. And, you know, yes, there's going to be some initial excitement with the construction taking place during school hours. But we're pretty resilient here at PDS. You know, our focus has and always will continue to be on teaching and learning. So we're going to be good. We're excited.
As a veteran educator, you've seen a great deal of change over your career, and this project includes many cutting-edge advancements. Which components are you most excited about being implemented?
Whew! I mean, we're pretty excited about all the facets of this project. The feedback that we received from our students and staff regarding the construction, it sounds like their favorite part is going to be the internal courtyard. I think that area really opens up a ton of possibilities for unique learning experiences outdoors.
What do you think the kids will like the most about these additions being put into place?
They're pretty split, Cam. You know, we talked to the students. They're very excited. We showed them, you know, architectural blueprints of what it's going to look like. They are, I say it's an even split between the gymnasium and the media center.
Well, 2 years later, we're pretty much picking up right where we left off, but this time, it's not looking like the old Pumpkin Delight you may remember. The school has come a long way, and it won't be very long before we have a completely renovated school with some awesome new additions. I was able to see it myself, and I have to say, I am absolutely jealous I can't be a student there because there is a lot to look forward to. I am here at Pumpkin Delight Elementary School. We just took an awesome tour to see the renovations here, and now I have Principal Sherrod McNeil with me for an interview. Sherrod, how are you today?
Cam, I'm doing fantastic. Happy Friday to you. Thank you so much. It's been a while since our groundbreaking ceremony, so I'm happy to follow up and give you and our listeners some insight as to what's been going on with our renovation here at Pumpkin Delight.
So since we last spoke, construction immediately began. As construction progressed, we know your school community has had to deal with some difficulties such as open ceiling structures, noise, dust, and lots more. We'd like to ask you, how has it been steering the ship?
Honestly, it's been quite a trip. I'll tell you, Cam, our students and staff were just enamored by the progression of the renovations here at Pumpkin Delight. Where others may have seen distraction, our staff did a wonderful job of seeing an opportunity for learning. So our students would come in and see like an exposed ceilings, and they would wonder about the piping and the wiring. So our staff, just very knowledgeable, did a wonderful job of explaining that, and then just took that as learning opportunities for the kids.
So as far as the renovation goes, what has been completed and how's everything looking?
It's looking amazing, Cam. A 6,000 square foot gymnasium, a state-of-the-art kitchen, storage for the entire west side of Milford. Just tremendous implications for not only our school, Pumpkin Delight, but for our community at large. And I'm just so happy that Pumpkin Delight is able to serve our community.
What do you think will be the biggest benefit for teaching and learning here at Pumpkin Delight?
That's a good question, Cam. I think that with the renovation here at Pumpkin Delight, that allows for more space. And when you have space, more specifically with teaching and learning, you know, that invites creativity and flexibility. So, for example, brand new gym, very spacious gym. Students can be very creative in the physical sense, right? Brand new spacious STEM lab. So when you think about sciences, you know, and creativity, you have that there with the students. Brand new media center, larger media center. So students are better able to be creative and be flexible. And then speaking of flexible, we also have a brand new breakout space. And that enables teachers and visitors and our students to be creative in those spaces as well.
We're really excited about these new changes moving forward. Looking ahead, are there any special events planned to commemorate the opening of these new spaces?
So there have been talks of a ribbon cutting ceremony. We're excited about that. We don't have a date determined at this point in time, Cam, but you know, we're excited. This is going to be a momentous occasion for the entire community. I expect a tremendous turnout. And the reason for this is because this is a community project. It's a Pumpkin Delight project, but these renovations were made with the community in mind to better serve not only the west side of Milford, but the entire community of Milford.
We're really appreciative to have you on the podcast. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up this interview?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you and the work that you've done with this podcast. It's very informative. I want to give a special shout out to Mrs. Kathy Benetti, who has been an absolute gem, not only to me and to this Pumpkin Delight community, but to the city of Milford. She has been such a wonderful servant to the community. Certainly during my tenure here in Milford, I could not have done some of the things here with the school without her. counsel and her guidance. And I just congratulate her on an illustrious career here at Milford Public Schools. I'm going to miss her, and I know that Milford Public Schools echoes those sentiments.
That is all we have for today. We have one more episode left this season, which is crazy to believe, but we're definitely going to finish the year strong. Sherrod touched on it at the end, but I also want to thank Kathy Bonetti for all she's done for me. I've worked closely with her for the past 2 years, and I truthfully don't know what I'm going to do without her as she's retiring after the school year. We're going to miss you, Kath. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week one last time for our most prevailing stories to date.